Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow, 18:29. Johannesburg, 16 up to 28. Polokwane, 18:28.
Huge accident in Bedford View on the N3 South near Van Buren Road. The traffic is at this point backed up over an hour and 45 minutes. It is also affecting the traffic on the N12 R24 West on both routes heading towards Gilulis.
In your sport headlines, Springbok and Stormers legend Stephen Kitsoff forced to retire from rugby, and South Africa and Australia share the spoils of the Champions Trophy match abandoned.
7 Chinese nationals have been found guilty of over 150 counts, including kidnapping, human trafficking, assisting a person to live in the country illegally. 91 foreign nationals were found in a factory during an inspection, including children aged between 14 and 16. 6 of the accused have been remanded in custody, pending the handing down of sentencing next Friday. Meanwhile, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula has praised the KwaZulu-Natal leadership for handling recent changes with discipline. He announced a new task team to help the province recover from its 2024 election losses.
As much as we do have people in our organization who don't agree on this, over time, they will understand that the intentions were noble and the intentions were about building our organization and strengthening our organization on the ground.
And Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi made a lot of promises around the state of basic services in the province last night. He outlined 13 prominent issues, including water shortages, dysfunctional traffic lights, potholes and healthcare. He's also not giving up on his dream for a bullet train between Gauteng and Limpopo.
This speed train will assist those that come from Limpopo to reach their families within 67 minutes.
But political analyst from the University of Johannesburg, Oscar van Heerden, says Lesufi will have to include coalition partners' priorities for his plans to be realized.
We saw what happened to the national budget when you ignore your partners. You run into problems. And I'm sure that Premier Lesufi would have taken some of the issues of his partners in his government on board.
So Van Heerden just mentioned the budget that's been postponed to March. The DA came out with an alternative budget to address the country's debt issue.
The DA proposes immediate cost-cutting measures that will free up at least the 60 billion rand without cutting essential services.
The party's Mark Burke introduced the following measures.
A 50% reduction in government advertising budgets. A 33% reduction in travel and catering expenditure across departments. A hiring freeze for all non-essential government positions for 12 months. A national audit of ghost employees.
And South Africa has initiated the establishment of a G20 Africa panel chaired by former Finance Minister Trevor Manuel to address the continent's escalating debt crisis. It's one of South Africa's priorities during the country's G20 presidency, Anastasi Mokobu reports.
National Treasury Director General Duncan Peterson highlighted discussions will incorporate African perspective on global economic reforms, including restructuring multilateral development banks to amplify African voices.
Various perspectives on the reform of international financial architecture were shared, and the challenges facing members in securing affordable financing for development.
Anastasi Mokgobu for Jacaranda FM News.
And I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 6.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you. Bye.